Blog Talk Radio.
Hey, what's up? This is Seth Green, and you are listening to Somewhere in Vegas with Mark, and I am so hot, I would desperately like a glass of water. Please, please, give me some water.
This is Cindy Preston, and I'm with Mark on Somewhere in Vegas.
Hi, this is Melissa Peterman from CMT's The Singing Bee and the television show Reba, and I have to tell you, I just have to get it off my chest, I love Somewhere in Vegas with Mark.
Hi there. This is Faith Roscoe from General Hospital. You're listening to Mark on Somewhere in Vegas. And you better watch out. We know how to find you if you're not listening.
Hi, this is Shannon Egan from Whippet. And I love Somewhere in Vegas with Mark.
Hey, this is Lee Allen Baker with Somewhere in Vegas, talking with Mark with a Q.
This is Courtney Cronin. You're listening to Somewhere in Vegas with your host, Mark. And I would make sure to listen every week because he's a sure bet.
Hey, this is the Money Man, Eddie Money. I got two tickets to Paradise. And it's, you know what? It's Somewhere in Vegas. And what happens in Vegas stays in Vegas.
Hi, this is Crystal Kale, and I love Somewhere in Vegas with Mark.
Hi, this is Terry Nunn from Berlin, and you're listening to Mark Somewhere in Vegas.
Hi, this is Miracle Laurie from Joss Whedon's Dollhouse. There are three flowers in a vase, and I'm listening to Somewhere in Vegas with Mark.
Hi, this is Erin Hill, and you are listening to Mark on Blog Talk Radio and Somewhere in Vegas. Mark is a great guy.
Hi, this is Sean Pulaski. I'm still trying to figure out Mark Pico's sexuality, but I know you're listening to Somewhere Live in Vegas.
Here you go, Mark. I'm sorry. I thought you were she. I'm sorry. Get out of the tent. Let's get out of here.
Hey, this is Lance and Anna from Free Radio. And Anna?
And you're listening to Somewhere in Vegas.
Yes.
My favorite.
You know, that's usually what happens with me. I go to Vegas and I get lost, and so I end up somewhere in Vegas.
Somewhere in Vegas.
But I just don't know where it is.
Not quite sure.
Yeah, word.
Get ready. It's going to be hot. It's in Vegas. Check out Mark. Be there or be square.
Welcome, everybody, to Somewhere in Vegas here on blogtalkradio.com. I'm Mark the Q. I'm your host. Hopefully, in just a few minutes, we're going to get Doug Briney on. We had him on about a couple months ago. We're going to get him back on because he has a really cool special song called the Parkinson Song, and we'll be talking a little bit about how that kind of came about. It's a really cool story about how it ended up happening as well, and we'll catch up to him and see what's been going on in the past couple months because, obviously, his star's on his rise. We've been hearing a lot about his music. On the country charts as well, and interesting to be able to see what's going on with him and how his summer is going to be, because it looks like, by the looks of it, it's going to be very, very busy coming up pretty soon. Speaking of which, he's actually going to be headlining a benefit concert on June the 7th in Nashville. It's called Country for a Cause at the Nashville Palace. And quite a few familiar names. If you listen to the show quite often, quite a few familiar names on there as well, including this gal. You may remember from last year. She's going to be part of that show too. I'm going to go ahead and play a little Josie Milner on with her. It's not pretty. And hopefully when we get back, we'll have Doug Briney on with us.
Am I not pretty enough? Is my heart too broken? Do I cry too much? Am I too outspoken? I live by breeze. I let it rain on.
Tune in to the hottest new online broadcasting station, the Rhyme Impersonator Radio Show, broadcasting live in high-definition stereo every Monday from 6:30 p.m. to 7:30 p.m. on blogtalkradio.com/ The Rhyme Impersonator Radio Show. That's every Monday from 6:30 p.m. to 7:30 p.m. at blogtalkradio.com/ The Rhyme Impersonator Radio Show with celebrity hosts Rich Lava Jr., baby, and co-host
Lena K.
Guests can call in live at 619-924-9876. That's 619-924-9876. The Rhyme Impersonator Radio Show, a show that supports new up-and-coming artists and business startups, and also provides you with inspiration and positive energy that will help enrich your daily lives. America, get ready to laugh and live life to the fullest with the Rhyme Impersonator Radio Show. If you would like to advertise in our radio show, then please call Veena Kondapalli at 212-470-0871 and visit our website at icpentertainment.com. Where we from, baby?
New York.
Okay, without further ado, let's get the man himself on right now. He's going to be performing over in Nashville. He's actually performing all the way around Nashville, all the way through June. Doug Briney is on with us right now. How are you doing, Doug?
Man, I'm doing well. I apologize for being a little bit late here, but I am here now, and I'm doing well.
Well, that's not a problem at all. Actually, I played a Josie Milner's track while we were waiting, and she's actually going to be performing on the same stage as you coming up on June 7th over in Nashville. So
June 7th, and it's going to be a great show.
Yeah, I mean, there's quite a few people that have been on my show that's going to be at that show as well. I mean, it's a really loaded show. It's pretty cool to be able to be a part of something like that. I mean, what's it mean to you to kind of share the stage with so many talented artists?
Oh, it's going to be great. You know, I had the opportunity last year to perform with most of these folks and spent the morning with Bobby Lewis this morning and working on another project. I've had the chance to perform with Billy Yates before and Buddy Jewell and of course with Lulu Roman. And Leona Williams have had a chance to perform with all of them and Bobby Marquez. So it's just going to be a great time. Ron Williams is going to be there as well. T. Graham Brown, Ronnie McDowell is going to be there. It's just going to be a phenomenal show. And to be a part of that it's a lot of fun. And it's one of those things that's, you never think, you know, as a young kid growing up, you know, I listened to country music my whole life and listened to these folks growing up and used to watch Hee Haw with Lulu and just absolutely loved her. And to be able to say that I know her and I've been able to perform with her now a couple different times is a surreal thing. It really is.
Yeah, I mean, it's great to be able to see that. I mean, there's so many opportunities for people to perform there, but to have such a showcase at the National Theater to be able to do that, it's something. It says something about the town and the talent that you guys got laid out, which is really, really cool as well. But let's talk about your current project right now, the Parkinson song. Tell us a little bit about the story what's going on behind it.
Absolutely. Well, Parkinson song is one that I wrote with a good friend of mine by the name of Howie Garut. And Howie is a veteran. He also is has Parkinson's. And the song really came from a poem that Howie wrote a couple years ago. He was living in Oregon at the time, in the Portland area, and he was having a particularly bad Parkinson's day. And if you know a lot about Parkinson's, a bad Parkinson's day means that he was shaking uncontrollably and just could not get a handle on that. He was on a bus coming back from an appointment in heard a young lady in the back telling her, or a young mother in the back telling her child, you know, see, honey, that's why you don't do drugs. Kind of made him mad. A little while later, he's waiting for an interchange, a different change of a bus, and there was two kind of older teenage boys sitting there, and they were laughing and poking fun at him, talking about the fact that he needed a fix. Now Howie's a rough-looking character, but it just really angered him, and he wrote this poem, and it was a lot of hatred and a lot of anger in this poem. And so I took the poem and I wrote it, gave it some resolution, kind of left the frustration in the song, left the frustration there, but toned it down a little bit, and then gave it resolution at the end where it didn't leave you angry. We went into the studio, and Howie had not heard the song. I didn't let him hear it, didn't let him see what I had done with it or anything else. We went into the studio, had the band there, and we started playing it, and he heard it for the first time and just broke down sobbing. So that's perfect, exactly what I needed to say. So we recorded that with my band and had a great time with that, and we pitched it to the National Parkinson's Foundation. And the National Parkinson's Foundation has picked the song up and is running with that. It's going to be kind of their theme song. We're just thrilled that they've taken to it the way that they have. It's a great thing. And I wasn't aware at the time of even writing it. I wasn't aware of the number of Parkinson's patients in the United States. There's over 4 million Parkinson's patients in the U.S. And when you figure just immediate family, that works out to about 12 million people in the United States that are touched by Parkinson's. Not to mention, you know, relatives, coworkers, good friends, and everybody else that's surrounding that. So, you know, it's a disease that touches a lot of people's lives, and we're really hoping and praying that this song will be an encouragement to them and be a real encouragement to that community that has Parkinson's or is affected by it.
Yeah, I mean, it's a disease that I don't think a lot of people understand, and you know, it doesn't have a specific cause. You know, it's right. Something that you know, that I think is very misunderstood. We've seen Muhammad Ali, both Muhammad Ali and Bagel G. Fox both has Parkinson's, and I think that's brought a more awareness. It's still something that it's still mysterious, and they're still working on a cure. And you know, fingers crossed that ends up happening sometime soon. It's kind of hard to you got to kind of understand that, it's a disease that, is something that some people, it's a disease that, that no one can necessarily control or anything like that as well. So,
exactly.
I feel really bad for him, the way that he was been treated. But, what's been the reaction to a lot of the people that has Parkinson's to the song? Have they really taken to it?
They have. The feedback that we've had from the song from the National Parkinson's Foundation and the patients there has been overwhelmingly positive. Thank you. This is exactly the way we feel. This is exactly what needed to be said and shared about this. And I think a lot of that came because Howie's writing from personal experience on it. And then I was able to take that and, like I said, just kind of tone the anger down, but still say the same thing, still say what he wanted to say. And I think that was a big part of it. And it has just gone really well. And the reception has been phenomenal. The support for it has been phenomenal. And we're excited. The National Parkinson's Foundation is going to have the song directly on their website. Here at the beginning of June, they're redoing their entire website and their formats and everything else. And so they're going to have that all up there and available in June. Right now it is available directly from my website, which is DougBriney.com. And a huge portion of the proceeds from that song goes to the National Parkinson's Foundation. What we're doing is just covering our expenses from that. So it's a 99-cent download, and it'll be 99 cents from there from their site will actually just point directly to the store on my webpage anyway. So everything will go through there. I control it. You can get it through iTunes, but I don't control iTunes. And so the amount that goes to the Parkinson's Foundation is much less if they go through iTunes. It's just a great thing. The reception has been good. It's been overwhelmingly positive, and a lot of people saying this is exactly how we feel. This is exactly what needed to be said.
Yeah, and it goes to show how you're benefiting. A lot of artists will go to veterans' hospitals, and you being one of them. But it's nice to see that you've kind of gone the extra mile a little bit here and helped out somebody and spread the word about something that, like I said, that's something that people don't understand and that sometimes don't understand what these guys go through as well. So it's great to be able to do that as well. I mean, just being in general, just visiting the veterans' hospitals, I mean, obviously you love doing that. And what does it mean to you to go down there and hear listen to some of the stories that they have in terms of how they're dealing with their health after battle, after they're done fighting the war?
Well, I have a personal connection with the military. My family come from a very, very, very long line of military families. We can trace our family all the way back to the Revolutionary War. My three uncles on my dad's side served during World War II. My dad served during the Korean War. I have a son who currently serves right now in the United States Air Force. And so I have a huge connection to our military community. And so, you know, to be able to do anything for men and women that have served is, to me, is an honor. And I guess that's the biggest thing. To me, it really is an honor to give back to the military community in any way that I can. And, you know, when I go in and I'm able to hear some of the stories and hear some of the things that they have done, I was never a big history person. I didn't enjoy history class. And I don't enjoy reading history, but I love to hear history. As crazy as that may be, I don't like learning it from a book, but I do love hearing the stories, firsthand accounts of what took place, where they were at. And to me, I find that absolutely fascinating. And to be able to go into the veterans' hospitals and to sing for these folks and get to know them a little bit, it's an honor. I mean, that's the only way I can say it. It really is an honor to be able to do that and just tell them thank you firsthand. I was in Florida this past weekend. We left out of here Thursday night, Friday morning at midnight, and drove straight to Florida, did a show down there in Florida, and then drove back on Saturday. Along the way, I stopped at a gas station. There was an older vet. He was wearing his hat. Just walked up to put my arm around his back, and I said, I want to thank you so much for your service. And, you know, a tear welled up in his eyes. He said, thank you. He says, you know, not a lot of people go out of their way to say that. And he says, it means an awful lot. And these veterans and these men and women who have given so much for our country, they need to be shown the appreciation. And, going into the hospital, giving back through the song Unknown Soldier to our military troops. In every concert that I do, I pretty much do a military song, at least one song honoring our military. And I think it's the very least that I can do to bring attention to that and just say thank you to the men and women who've given so much for us.
Yeah, you know, I mean, it. Yeah, I think, you know, I think that, they do deserve a tip of the hat and to be appreciated for what they sacrifices they've made in terms mm-hmm. of protecting the country and protecting our freedom and keeping us safe from any enemy, foreign or domestic. So, I mean, it's great to be able to do that as well. Now, you've got a busy summer coming up. Like I said, June 7th, we have that big concert coming up. You've got another concert in Nashville coming up the following weekend. And then you're going to be in Texas, actually, performing in 4th of July, right?
Be down in Texas, through July sometime there. I've got to double check all the calendars on that. But yeah, June is going to be packed. CMA week, kicking that off with the 7th. Then I've got a performance on the 10th. I've got a performance on the 11th and the 12th, as well as the 13th going on. And the 14th, I was supposed to be at Antique Archaeology on that Sunday. And I guess that one, we just had to reschedule that one. So there's quite a bit going on there. Yeah. And it's one thing after another. And that's a good thing. I was in Pittsburgh 2 weeks ago and in Florida this past week. Saturday, I'll be out at the Grinder Switch Hour here in Centerville, Tennessee. So yeah, it's a good thing staying busy.
Well, that's great because it's great that Antique Archaeology has a little corner where they do invite musicians to be able to play as well. How did that come about? Was that something that you were invited to, or was that something that you kind of approached them about?
Oh, no. Golly, I'm trying to think. The best way I can say is that came about through a manager connecting me with the gentleman who runs that series, Doc, and I was able to do that last year. I just was out there few weeks ago. I guess it's been about a month ago now, performed there and had it on the schedule to come back in just a few weeks. And again, that kind of got messed up. I'll be back there. I guess it'll be in August is when I'll be back there and instead of June. And I haven't changed that on my calendar yet. I've got several dates that we've been waiting for time slots and the different things. We knew the dates, we didn't know the time slots. So I've got a lot of work to do on my website over the next couple of days, getting all the dates and times up there, and that'll be all done probably by Wednesday evening. So I just haven't had a chance to get to that today. And over the weekend, like I said, just driving, that's all I did last week was driving and shows, and this weekend it was just all driving, and then got back and had church yesterday and trying to catch up with the family and everything else. Was in the office today, and then ran out, like I said, about 11 o'clock and did lay down some tracks for projects that's going on with a lot of the legends. And I was fortunate to be a part of that project. And so did some recording this afternoon back at the office and getting ready to head home here pretty quick. It's just been one thing after another. Please understand that is not a complaint. That's an exciting thing.
It is, you need to keep yourself busy. And I mean, that's the life of an artist. You got to keep yourself busy. I do have, I have two questions for you. One was, you said that you've actually played at the Antique Archaeology before. What was it like for you to play in that venue?
Well, it's a lot of fun. It's a little bit different. People are not really there to hear music. Although it is a live music venue here in Nashville, and there's a lot of criteria that goes in that to be a certified live music venue. But people aren't there. They're obviously there because of the program, the pickers, and they know that, and they come in and see all the great stuff that's there. And so you kind of sit in the corner. I sit right behind an old antique Indian motorcycle, which I just drool over every time I'm in there. Sit back in the corner and you play and people come in and they stop and they stop their shopping for a little bit. They listen and then they continue on. So it's a fun venue to play because you get to meet people from all over the place. And it's a non-drinking environment. So everybody's there just to have a good time and find some great deals or see what they can see or they're hoping to see Mike I don't know what it all brings them completely all there other than the great deals and seeing the program, but it is it's a fun venue to play.
Yeah. I think it would be pretty fun. I mean, there's so much history in that building and, I believe if I'm not mistaken, Cheap Trick's guitar is on the, on somewhere right around the stage there. So
it is, it's right behind it to the left.
Yeah. So, I mean, I'll plug them. If you're ever in Nashville, feel free to stop by because it always. I mean, that's got to be one of my things on the to-do list to go over there and listen to some live music and take a look at some of the stuff that they've collected because it's really impressive if you've ever seen the show. So definitely check them out as well. And, you know, hopefully when you update the site, you know, people can see when you're going to be there and, you know, definitely check out your music while they're there. You know, what's going on besides, you said you were doing some recording. Are you, you know, thinking about that next album, or is it just some projects that you've been working on?
Well, this was actually a project that I got invited to on Saturday. I got invited to this to do this project, and it's with a bunch of the legends. Again, there's some phenomenal people, and just had a great time with it. But, you know, Bobby Lewis was there again this morning and to work with him again and have that opportunity. So it's going to be a legends album, and they're just in the initial stages of it. Today was the very first day of recording, and I got invited to be a part of this, which I, you know, it's a remarkable thing. I'm not a legend by any means, and to be invited to sing with some of these folks that are was a fun thing. So I got to, I'll be on two of the songs, and I get a line in each song and then singing with the chorus on two of the songs. And as far as my next project, I've given it a lot of thought, and I'm probably going to be going. I have not started even song selection. I'm just in the very initial stages of thinking through what I want to do. And I will probably do a country gospel album on my next project. You know, church and my faith is an extremely important part of my life, and to have a gospel CD is something that I really think is necessary to put into my not repertoire, but you know, into that offering of CDs so that people can hear and kind of go back to my roots of gospel and that. So that'll be the next project, but I'm not ready to start working on that yet. We still have Super Country Cowboy, which is out. Pretty Big Deal is the single that we have out right now from that album, and it's doing great. We're excited with that. I think we have probably two more songs on that album that we're going to feature as singles before I really start thinking about getting back into the studio.
Yeah, you know, and then of course the Parkinson song as well that's currently out right now.
Correct.
Yeah, I mean, you know, did you ever, you know, test out songs, you know, out on the road? If you have a idea for a song and have written a song or whatever, have you ever kind of test piloted it before you ever released it?
Oh yeah, all the time. You know. I test them on myself over and over and over. I test them with a close circle of friends that I trust, and I test them out with the audience. Some of them stick. Some of them I say, you know, I like the song. Do it well. It's just not right for me. You know, so I pull them, and, you know, I keep them in my back pocket, but they're not something to record or to go out with. But it's something, you know. You're testing all the time and checking myself. I'm checking myself constantly, making sure that I'm singing songs that represent me as an artist, but that I enjoy, that the crowds enjoy. You have to test yourself all the time. And I don't know any artist out there that doesn't do that. I don't know anyone who doesn't do that.
Yeah, you know, and this is Nashville, and it is known that from time to time, an artist will write a song and realize that it's not good for them, and tries, you know, find somebody else that's absolutely perfect for that song. It's
exactly
it's a regular story out in Nashville. So it's, you know, it's great to be able to hear that as well. You know, it'd be interesting to see if you could take one of your songs and give it to somebody else and see if they can have a fun time with it too. So
absolutely,
see if that happens as well.
One of the first songs that I wrote when I got here to Nashville, we pitched it to a couple other artists, and a couple of them were pretty serious about it. Nothing has come out of it yet, but there were a few artists that were very serious in looking into it. Colt Ford really loved the song, and he tested it out and played with it for a little bit, but decided it just wasn't quite right for the next project, you know. And then we had another artist that was actually from Washington that was looking at it, not quite as big of a name as Colt Ford, but, you know, she was looking at it. And so there's been a few who have looked at it, and it's exciting. I've got a good friend by the name of John Bates. You know, he goes by John Cube Ace. Just did a show with him, and he sang a song that he wrote and did a great job on it. And I could hear every line in that song just screamed to me that this would be a great song for a particular artist who's very hot right now and all over the radio. I said, man, you need to pitch that to the, and I named the person. He said, man, if you can figure out a way to pitch it to him, I'll give you $20. So I'm working on trying to get that $20 from my buddy John, because it would be a perfect song for that artist. And it's a great song. And so we're working on that. We're working on getting that pitched out. And that's a part of the Nashville community is writing songs and getting them pitched and getting in front of the right person at the right time. And it's a important part of the music industry here.
Yeah, and it's great to be able to, and to be able to share something like that is just tremendous. And like I said, it kind of benefits all. I mean, it gives some other artists a really good song to go off of, and the fans will enjoy it a lot more if it comes from the right person. So, I think it's absolutely great to be able to see and all the way around. I want to mention that Doug, you can guys check out Doug at DougBriney.com. You guys can check out and download the single, the Parkinson song, as among others, on his website as well, at Doug Briney on Twitter and Doug Briney on Facebook. Anything else that we're missing out?
I think that covers it. It really does. I really appreciate the opportunity. And again, I apologize a little bit late there. Just time got away from me, but I think that covers it. If folks will go there, that's DougBriney.com. And, it's 99 cents, and it goes to a great cause to help families and help folks with Parkinson's disease. And then the other song that's on there that you can download, 99 cents, goes directly to our troops, and that's Unknown Soldier. So please visit over the webpage. And if you want to drop me a line through the webpage, I answer all my own email. No one else does that. I don't have anybody that gets that email and checks it. It just comes directly to me, and I respond to every piece of email I get.
Well, I mean, that's great to hear, and always staying connected to your fans. That's very important as well. And Doug, it's a pleasure to have you back. Had you back on the show once again. Congratulations on all success so far, and I look forward to hearing what goes on later on this year, because it seems like you have a very, very busy summer coming up. So thanks a lot for joining us, and I will definitely talk to you soon.
All right. Thank you so much. You guys have a great day.
Okay. Thank you, Doug.
Bye.
Bye. Doug Briney, everybody. You guys can check him out, DougBriney.com. Interesting that he actually did the American Pickers Antique Archaeology venue in Nashville. I've heard of the place, and I've never gone. I've never been to Nashville. But, the Nashville store always has music there. I think every Sunday, so you guys can always check that out there. So if you're in the Nashville area or making a trip out to Nashville, earmark that. And maybe you might hear Doug over in the corner playing some music. So make sure you check it out as well. Next week is Memorial Day, so we will not have a show. I think we might get Hicks back on the Monday after. He's got something to promote as well. We'll have him back on, talk a little bit about, his year so far and all that as well. So by the looks of it, it'll be Hicks in 2 weeks as well. And like I said, I apologize for the no Thursday shows. It's been a kind of a crazy couple weeks for me. Actually, it's been a crazy month for me. So I'll poke them in when I can, but more than likely it won't happen until probably a couple weeks into June, maybe even a little bit later than that. I've got other projects going on. So please check us out at SWIV, at SWIV on Twitter, and Somewhere in Vegas on Facebook. VegasPodcasting.com, and I'll make sure to update the site at some point this week to reflect all the other guests that we've had on the show as well. So with that in mind, we'll see you guys in 2 weeks with Hicks, 2 p.m. Pacific. I believe it'll be June the – double check on that. Let me get the calendar out. I can tell you the exact date. It's going to be June the 1st. We'll probably have Hicks on then. Please check us out on our social media and all that as well. With that in mind, we'll see you guys next week. In 2 weeks, I should say.